I gave my father a Bible. He read it. I actually was able to interact with my father about things of the faith for the first time in my life.
Have you ever tried to share Christ with a family member who refuses to listen? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And our guest today, Chris Randazzo, knows just how that feels. And he's here to tell us how God used some jail time in his father's life in a very positive way.
He had the opportunity to present it with the gospel a number of times, because when you're sitting in a jail cell and you have the opportunity to get out of that jail cell, it doesn't matter what you're doing. And he was presented with the gospel, and at one of those meetings, he ended up making a decision to give his life to Christ in jail at the age of 75. Just to shorten the story here, he ended up being sentenced to 2 years with 2 years on probation. After the 2 years, he was on a tether, house arrest.
As his father began reading the Bible, his entire attitude slowly began to change.
During those years, I gave my father a Bible. He read it. I actually was able to interact with my father about things of the faith for the first time in my life. My kids were able to talk to him about Bible stories for the first time in their life. And he was not at all antagonistic, but there was such a clear evidence of change in his life that when he died about 11 years later, and my family asked me to give a eulogy, to say something, I gave testimony to God for the change in my father's life at his funeral. It was the first time a lot of my family members had ever heard any of that before.
When you share your faith with loved ones, don't forget, you must leave the results to God. He is the one that is able to work in their lives, sometimes in very surprising ways.